This allowance for educational documents is unfortunately not the same for all facilities or programs. Some facilities do not allow any materials to be brought into or taken out of the facility, so digital or synchronous alternatives would need to be considered in those cases. Additionally, while we determined that this method was best for our purposes, there are still concerns surrounding the transfer of paper documents, particularly for incarcerated writers. Supplies like paper and writing utensils, as well as access to typewriters, are finite resources that many writers take for granted, and most of our students did not have the ability to make photocopies, or sometimes even have the time or additional materials to type or handwrite a second copy. Therefore, what they sent out of the facility was often the only copy of their work, at risk of being lost or destroyed. However, our services are offered, for the most part, as optional, and many of our students demonstrated great trust that the VICs would handle their documents with care. Even then, the transfer of their documents meant that the students were unable to work on that particular assignment until it was returned to them, a luxury of time that some students are unable to afford. These issues are just a few that need to be considered when determining consulting logistics at other institutions.